Today's podcast is brought to you by Jay and Jack Plus over at jayandjacktv.com. Go there right now. $2.99 a month for the greatest of Jay and Jack podcasting history.
I'm going to say it's the greatest podcast ever.
Well, there you go. Straight from Jack's mouth. That's what she said.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast. A podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and Jack. Before Jack takes off to the European coast, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
The European coast?
Coast, yeah.
Coast? Coast with the most?
I guess you would. I mean, what are you doing? Germany, then Paris, and then London?
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Paris and London. Your mom wants to see the Downton Abbey crap stuff.
Gee, you're not going to see like the cool stuff in London? You're going to go all the Downton Abbey stuff?
It's all Downton Abbey. It's just,
you're not going to do like, you know,
she's gonna be Big Ben
or anything like that?
No, she's stalking Mr. Bates.
Oh.
That's all we're there for. She's stalking Mr. I don't know. I'm just along for the ride. I'm just dreading the flight. You know how I get on a flight that from here to San Diego.
That's what I'm saying. Have you brought like some type of tranquilizer to knock you out or something?
No.
You should.
I should, but it's a red eye.
That's what I'm saying. So something knock you out the whole time, and then you just wake up and you're there.
I don't know. When I get to, I'm going to be cranky. Cranky. And I hear that people saying, oh, you know, when you, bless you got to go through customs. It takes a long time. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah, because you're going, up to JFK and then going over? Or?
I think it's JFK and then over to Zurich. Mm-hmm. And then we got to go wherever we're going from there. I don't know. I'm just there I'm just there.
Okay.
I'm just there, whatever they say. So, but they speak English in Switzerland, right? For the most part. I don't know. I'm hoping. I'm hoping people I come in contact with.
All right, well, do this. Why don't you put Google Translate on your iPhone?
Well, I am going to do that because your sister's already done that. But I'm training for the Amazing Race.
The thing I remember, too, is actually those,
do you speak English?
Those phones aren't going to work. Do you already have that set up?
We already had to go figure all that out.
Okay.
But my phone's not set yet. Well, I figure I'm not going to call anyone anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 50 cents to send a text out, 5 cents to text me. Don't text me. I don't want anyone texting me. It's going to cost me a nickel every time you text me. It's like those junk texts I get. I still get junk texts all the time. Just don't do it. It's 5 cents. It's
right,
five, and those nickels add up. You know, they add up, and then you got a $17 trillion deficit. I can't afford it.
Okay.
I can't just print money like there's no tomorrow.
Okay.
I can't do it.
All right. Okay.
All right. It's funny, a guy at work, Barry, who's from England, goes overseas all the time.
Yeah.
He's been asking me for weeks, are you looking forward to it? But, you know, you had your sister's graduation, you had all this other stuff going on, my mom's came to town. I've been busy. I haven't had time to, I said, you know, now I'm finally kind of getting to the point where I have to start thinking about it 5 days before we go. It's been hectic. So we had the graduation.
It was a hectic week.
It was a hectic week. I had to make the house look like it's never been lived in.
Mm-hmm.
Accomplished that, except for, you know, we steered my mom away from stuff that may have looked like it's been lived in.
Uh-huh.
Said, "Okay, you can't look over here. we live down here.
You
can't look here. You got to look over here where it's fresh paint.
Okay.
Here, well, it hasn't been painted in a while, so
gotcha.
Don't look at that wall." She likes to go outside because we have the deer.
Yeah,
we have ducks now. We have rabbits jumping around.
Sure.
She likes the squirrels. I hate the squirrels.
Uh-huh.
So it's she's happy. She's happy outside.
That's good.
She's a nature person.
So the mother visit went well.
Yeah, it was fine. It was good. No, really, everything was fine. Everything.
You're just saying that because members of the family listen to the show?
I would not say that.
Okay.
I would call people out if they you know me, I don't hold back. The graduation was a little rough. Your sister graduated. There's a great picture of you on Instagram.
Yes.
Because the alumni, you're alumni
of
UNCP.
They say like alumni of UNCP
stand up. You stood up. I took a photo of you.
I look so mad in that photo.
You look angry. I mean, I still think you should make that your Facebook picture.
No, I'm not going to. That's one of the most angriest looking pictures I've ever taken in my life.
I'm going to hack your account and make that your Facebook picture.
No, you're not. You don't even know my login.
I will figure it out. It's probably not too hard.
Okay. Anyway.
Jay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
But no, the graduation, it was cold.
Well, it ended up being cold, windy, and rainy.
Rainy.
And it was an outside graduation. Outside
graduation. And I, luckily, at the last second, brought my charger windbreaker.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't going to bring a jacket because I said they were calling for like 70 degrees. I said it's going to be outside.
Yeah, I didn't bring anything.
What am I going to need a jacket for?
Yeah.
And I'm just absolutely freezing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cold. It was windy. And, you know, everyone cheers and everyone's proud of their. I will call this one lady out.
Uh-huh.
The one lady that cheered.
What you're talking about is when they announce the name and they walk across the thing cheering. And they cheering. Usually just not to do it so they don't drown out somebody's
right, which
name.
It's not going to happen. People are going to do it. And they know it. And the woman that does the reads off the name is outstanding.
Yeah.
It's almost like she's me, not butchering any name. I mean,
sure.
She did butcher one name, but she stopped, went back, corrected herself. I mean, she says Glatfelter like she's saying Smith or Jones. I'm not kidding. Is it because she did your name when you graduated? And it's the same thing when Heather graduated on Saturday. This one woman behind us is cheering for her daughter. Was it her daughter or son? I can't even remember what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. Da da da. You earned it. Did it. She went on for three names.
Mm-hmm.
If my child, because you want to hear your child's name, you know, you want to hear it.
Yeah.
If I was around, if Heather would have been there, I would not have heard the name.
Yeah.
I'd have been ticked off.
Yeah.
That's just being selfish.
It is.
It's just being rude. What part of it's not about you do you not understand?
Yeah.
You can go up and tell that person, you know, before they graduate, after they graduate.
Yeah.
That's why they come walk. You can do it afterwards.
Yeah.
That person, if you're listening, please unsubscribe. You're rude. You're a terribly rude person.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, luckily Heather had already. But I was like going, God, it just, why do people act that way?
Yeah.
Just bug me. I had some of the worst photos. Some of my photos were the worst ones ever taken. Because I'm not photo guy. I don't I don't like the stage photos. I like the natural photos.
Sure.
I like to be, when I'm not, I just don't like being, but those are some of the worst ones ever. Have you seen the one where I'm with your mom and Heather?
No.
I'm like this. You people can't see it, but look it up on Facebook. My shoulders are up like this. My
arm's like this. I don't
even know what I'm doing with my right arm. It's standing there.
You don't photograph well. I will say that.
I do when I'm natural. When I'm natural, it's like not in all natural, which.
But see, the problem is you tense up too much.
I was freezing.
Freeze up.
I was freezing, and there's one with the whole family.
Uh-huh.
It's they put it on there. I look like Billy Crystal doing it. Hey, what's up? What's up? Terrible, because I have small eyes anyway.
Yeah,
so you can't see my eyes. When I smile, my eyes go away.
Yeah,
they just do. It just is what it is.
Small BDS.
But it's not about me.
Uh huh.
But I was like, because normally I don't care. I'll take photos.
Well, Colleen and I both, we weren't prepared for the cold weather. The Colleen wore this nice dress, but the skirt was like down to her, like the top of her knees. And it was windy, and she was taking the picture, and the wind blew up.
I didn't see it because I was taking a photo, but.
Everyone can see London and see France, and they saw Colleen's underpants.
At least she was prepared.
But basically, yeah. Wasn't a Britney situation.
No. Oops. I did it again.
But we were walking because you guys went back to take stuff out of the car and move it. Which I guess
it was only supposed to be a couple things, but I went from freezing to just dripping in sweat because I keep running down the stairs.
Uh huh.
People forget that I'm 50.
50.
50 is the new 30.
So Colleen and I went
to the
little bookstore to get a Slim Jim or something for the drive home.
Because you can't drive an hour and a half without a Slim Jim.
It's tradition.
You're like, pass out the side of the road. We drove by Jay's, passed out the side of the road. What happened? We couldn't find a Slim Jim. Couldn't find a Slim Jim. I must find, I'm dying. Call 911. We couldn't because it was just a Slim Jim.
But on the way, it was so windy. Like, I was having to, like, hold
on the way back?
Skirt down just walking to the thing because it was blowing so much. It was kind of funny.
It was terrible. I almost fell back in the little pond that was there because I was in the back, and I stepped back and slid. I went, well, that would have made me mad. That would have made me mad. My hair was blowing all over the place.
Uh-huh.
I had, like, Malcolm hair that day.
I'm sure you did.
Blowing and blowing. And
Malcolm does that, you know.
Yeah, he does it on purpose. What a jerk. The ladies love when I do that.
But that it was good. It was nice and
good time. Went to Conkey's.
With the gonkey.
Gotta say, I'm mad at you.
Why are you mad at me?
You asked for crunchy rice. We all end up getting crunchy rice. The rice was crunchy.
They did the crunchy rice at the end.
No, my rice was crunchy.
I didn't ask crunchy rice until everybody had a serving. I was like, I like the crunchy rice.
He didn't understand what you said. He goes, crunchy rice? And you went, yeah, crunchy rice. And it's like, the rice was crunchy. It wasn't fluffy.
Nah, you can't put that on me because...
You asked for crunchy rice.
But that was after everybody already got their serving.
No. You said, when he was mixing up, you said, hey, at the end, when there's crunchy rice left, can I have it? And he goes, do you want crunchy rice? And you went, yeah. So we all got...
All our rice was terrible. No, because of you.
You
can't put that on me.
It's you. My rice was terrible.
No, it's whatever happened. You go to Conkey and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You get the B-list staff is what get.
That waitress.
Our waitress was one of the worst waitresses.
She was terrible. She disappeared.
She disappeared for like 20, 30 minutes.
If you were on the... Luckily, you didn't have... You had a Slim Jim before that. You'd been...
I would have passed out.
She was the worst. Because they put the part when you have a big group like that, they put the tip in there. And you're like, because you can't change it because they've already put the tip in. There should be rules against that.
Yeah,
I understand they have to do it.
I get why,
but I'm not cheap. You know, if someone gives me good service,
yeah,
I'm going to give them a good tip.
People think we're cheap, but if good service, we give a good tip.
You give up to 3%, don't you?
No, actually. Because usually we have coupons or something to get it discounted. And if we were jerks, we would tip on whatever the discount. No, we tip full of what it would have been without the discount or Groupon or something.
We did the sake bombs. We had to ask for it. We couldn't find her.
Our chef had to get us the sake bombs.
And who won?
You did.
Yeah. You had me. But you put your glass down too soon.
I did.
And there's still like this much beer left. I go.
Well, the problem is the shot glass... Went in this side, so it held the drink in there. There's no way I could have won.
And Colleen, of course, knocked hers in beforehand, cheating on the sake bomb.
Classic Colleen.
Cheating on the sake bomb. Then we did go out for your mom's birthday. You took us out to a restaurant. I went outside my comfort zone.
A new restaurant. Bella Monica. It's voted, I think, past 10 years, best Italian restaurant in Raleigh.
Let's be honest, though.
What?
Best Italian restaurant in Raleigh.
It was good, though.
The food was excellent. I'm giving it a hard time, but when you said, hey, this is voted best of Italian food in Raleigh 10 years in a row, I'm like going, okay, we're in Raleigh. It's not like you're saying best steak or best pork. I go, it's Raleigh. When I think Italian food, I think Raleigh, North Carolina. Aunt B used to make the best Italian food.
I like... Because it tastes homemade, that's what I really like about it. Because I think we've grown accustomed to scratch-made, lasagna or whatever.
And yeah.
You can tell when it's
You can tell when it's... I have gotten to that point where it's like... Because your mom made spaghetti a couple of days. She made the noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And then she bought the jar ragu stuff. Which I used to love.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like going... I'm eating the set going, get more cheese. I just kept putting... She goes... I go, this has no taste. And she goes, what? And I go, this is just lousy.
What I do with that, though, is I take like Frank's hot sauce, put a little bit of spice in it just to give it a little kick.
You know what I think of next year? We'll barbecue and we'll make your mom make lasagna.
On her birthday?
No. For the Autism Speaks, we'll have your mom, hey, why don't you make your sauce? And people can have the sauce or they can have barbecue. And why not? She's not doing anything anyway. We're doing all the work. No, but I was like, wow, I could. It was out of. I was out of my jurisdiction. It
wasn't Chili's or Applebee's.
It wasn't in my. It wasn't in my. It wasn't in my style. So, how far are you guys away?
25 minutes or something.
How many miles though?
Oh, I don't know.
Like 16 miles, maybe.
16, 17, 18 miles.
All right, people that give me a hard time. I was 17 miles out of my comfort zone. In fact,
usually about a 5 mile radius is.
That bracelet I wear on my ankle started beeping. I almost had a SWAT team come after me.
I already have an idea for your birthday, though.
Oh, really?
I think I got to get Dale, maybe Russ. I haven't decided.
Why? Why are you punishing me?
Well, then we'll go out downtown and we'll go out guys' night out. And okay. I'll take you to some other places.
I don't know. That's the big step. I'm still getting over the going out of my 7 mile radius. No, it was really good food. I was like going, where's this thing at? By the Harris Teeter.
If you look at it, it's just like it's in this like you know that's shopping center.
That's some of the better restaurants.
Yeah, just like it's random. You know, it reminds me of that one place that was next to the second store that you had.
Remember yes,
that restaurant was this hole in the wall place. It was really good.
Yeah, the lady that she made the sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah, those sandwiches were those grinders.
She had
so
the
good.
best. She made the best sandwiches I've ever had.
They're so good.
It was the bread.
Yeah.
It was
bread.
Good. And she hated the two guys, the punch up guys.
Because they would always fight.
Yeah, they'd always fight. But they used to yell at her, and her son was like 6'5", 250,
mm-hmm.
and he threatened to kill him one day. And I was out there. I go, do it. Go ahead, do it. Do it.
Would that be aiding and abetting?
Not if I looked the other way.
Wait, isn't that another one, looking the other way?
I didn't see it. I don't recall seeing anything. What's that blood splatter on your face? How did that get there? Why are your fingerprints on the victims? Yeah, they were some characters.
Yeah, man. That was...
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't want anyone to get killed. I mean it.
But it was definitely like it was a week of eating out.
Yes.
Because before that, I had our 2-year anniversary. And we did 3 days, like a weekend. So on Saturday, we did, I think we talked about before, the fake Conky. And then.
Oh, yeah, fake Conky. Was that fake? Did they burn your rice there too?
I asked for the crispy rice.
My food was terrible. It
wasn't terrible. Like, it was good. Like, it wasn't terrible.
Mine was, because the whole way home, I'm starving. The whole way back, because we left there, after running up down the stairs 100 times, I hadn't eaten that morning.
Yeah.
I didn't have time. I'm running around because hectic getting there. And I'm like, I'm so hungry. I can't wait to get. I didn't have a Slim Jim.
See? You should have.
So we get there and I go, oh, can't wait. But mm-hmm. they didn't give you the extra shrimp.
They did. They said at the end.
Yeah, but it was like they brought the soup and the salad at the same time.
Yeah.
I go, what is she doing?
Yeah.
I just looked at her. But she got her tip. Steaming man.
Well, I did hold up mine in the bargain of the catching the food.
Yeah, you were 4 for 5.
That's
you got 4 in a row, right?
Yeah, I missed the first one, and then I got every single one after that.
I had 2, right? No, I had 1. I caught my only one. But you were 4 for 5. It was like bang, 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 bang. And the one went. Well, the one went.
The first one went way over my head,
which is amazing. He could get over your head. How do you get around it?
Which that kind of threw off my trajectory a little bit. Yeah. Then I got back on the zone.
And we did Ruby Tuesdays when my mom came in town.
So fake Conky place. Then we went to the winery. Then we went to that Brio place downtown.
Yeah.
Then Tuesday we didn't eat out. And then Wednesday was Bella Monica.
Which was excellent.
Thursday, Ruby Tuesday.
Company was okay. Well, Colleen made these cool coasters for your mom for Mother's Day.
They turned out really nice.
Well, your mom picks them up. I go, wow, she got those. Those look like they're from Disney World. That's what they look like. And then I went, wait, that's us. So that was kudos to Colleen.
Yeah, she did a. I will give her credit. She's turned into a very crafty person.
Yeah, who knew?
Who knew?
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're trying to say?
I would say
you're trying to say who knew she had talent.
That,
what you're saying?
That progression is, I would say, the same as your progression from duct tape to real.
Oh, come on! I'm not even close to duct tape.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just, you know, Colleen wasn't very crafty.
In fact, I don't even know if I have duct tape anymore.
But she was very excited. She was working on it for weeks, so she was very happy.
We use them too.
She liked them.
Then Ruby Tuesdays.
So Ruby Tuesdays on Thursday, which
yeah,
just throws everything off when you have Ruby Tuesdays on a Thursday.
But, right.
Did
you have gas afterwards?
No, I didn't. Because I got their buffalo chicken sandwich.
Well, I go in the bathrooms, and there's no toilet paper in either bathroom. That's none. Zero. Zilch. No toilet paper.
You check before you go.
I did check before I went. And I said, well, let me check the other bathroom. So I go, come on. So I had to go home. Then I get home. I didn't realize I didn't have the took the other car. I didn't have the key to. We have two door. We have that glass door, yeah. Storm door. It was locked.
Oh, so
I'm just sitting outside waiting. You know, waiting and waiting. They pull up. They go, "Why are you sitting outside?" I'm locked out.
You should have like a key hidden somewhere just in case.
Yeah, I should have a key just hidden in the lock. No one ever figured out.
So that was that. And then Friday went to Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel was fantastic. That excellent. Was the best Cracker Barrel I've ever had.
Excellent food. You know, my sandwich wasn't the best ever.
No?
But I had this, it's called hash brown casserole.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a lot. It was just, that was really good. I could have had a meal with the hash brown.
Why chicken fried steak for the first time? It was delicious.
Yeah. Your mom gets a ribeye steak, and I just kept watching it the whole time she was eating it. I got the turkey sandwich. It was normally really good. Uh-huh. You know the funny thing about the waitress? She must have been new, because uh-huh. at first she was very quiet. Very southern, very yeah. quiet, and you're like going, and she's, but then I don't know what hit her. She perked
very
up.
Talkative.
She's like perking up. She's talking. She's, y'all having a good time? And I was like, it's like, and we gave her a very nice tip because uh-huh. she was a thousand times better than the girl at
a billion times better.
The girl at Conkey should be fired. And I'm not.
I agree.
I'm not for people losing their job. She was absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
And what ticks me off is she put the tip in there. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to harp on that.
Yeah, there you go. And what's nice about Cracker Barrel is the little store that they have in there. They have a lot of nice candies. Got a gigantic Reese's candy bar, which is delicious.
That's this photo of me photobombing. Colleen took it. Photobombing.
Yeah. Got that. Got some bubble gum. Got that whatever, blackjack gum. It's good.
Yeah, I told you'd like
it.
It's
not bad.
You take it and put it in your teeth and walk around like your teeth are knocked out?
I didn't do that.
That's the whole point of the blackjack gum. No. I got the Clover's gum. I got the Beeman's. Mm-hmm. If you've watched The Right Stuff, every time, what's his name? Jaeger is going up to do some test something. He asks his friend, "You got a stick? Give me a stick of Beeman's." I think that's what it is.
Okay,
that's good. I got the Juicy Fruit. I tend to get a lot of candy when I go there.
No,
I got like $22 worth of candy.
But I think I have a better place for you to get candy from, and it's called Five Below.
Five Below.
Five Below, and it's like a fancy dollar store where instead of everything a dollar, everything's either $5 or below.
Okay, I've seen those. Yeah.
Went there today. Just to kind of see what they had. I was, you know, it was my day off, kind of like wandering around.
So you go to Five Below.
And just to see, you know, see, I haven't been there in a while, see what they have.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, check out.
But they just have tons of candy and really cheap, too.
Is it the old candy, though?
They have old candy, new candy. They have a whole Haribo section.
Really?
Of like every different Haribo thing. And it's five,
now,
five
is it,
for
is
five
it
bucks.
Stale, though? Because sometimes you go to those dollar, the candy's like, it's sticking to the box and
no,
stuff.
No, it was good. It was five bag, like the normal Haribo bags.
Really?
Five for $5.
I'm going to have to try that because I like candy.
Mm-hmm.
But the candy, I like the older. When I see the older candy when I was a kid,
yeah,
my eyes light up. Because, you know, the candy cigarettes, of course, you can't have those anymore.
Well, no, they have candy cigarettes there. They got everything.
Now they have, because I know what they used to make. When I was a kid, candy cigarettes had a little red thing at the end to make it look like you're actually smoking. Well, they had to take those off, and they became like candy sticks. They used to have the gum that used to, it was like,
what's it, you get candy gum,
but you blow on it and it had the powder from the gum.
Yep.
And make it look like you're,
they still make them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they still make them. You can buy boxes of them, but that candy store inside the mall has them too, but they're like $3 a box when you can buy a box of them for like a nickel.
It is cool though, if you haven't been to a Cracker Barrel, they, like I said, they have the restaurant part. And it's like country home country cooked meals or something like that. I know I'm not saying that right. But then they have a little candy section. They have the old Cokes in the bottle, yeah, root beer in a bottle. You could spend like a fortune in just that. You'd probably spend more in that area than you could the food.
I like it too because they still sell the old Gumby figures. So I got one of those.
I saw you got a Gumby figure.
I got $5.
I got the Bazooka gum when I was watching Person of Interest because the internet was free at our hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed at. So I go, I wasn't tired yet, so I started putting the gum in my mouth. I'm chewing it, and the whole long thing, a strip of Bazooka gum, had it all in my mouth. I go, your mom looks over at me. I go,
So we ate there. Then Conkey on Sunday. Saturday.
With the crummy, crappy rice.
The rice wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
The food was... It was.
It wasn't bad.
It just wasn't...
Was it the best? No, but it wasn't bad.
Okay, I paid for it. It was bad.
Fair enough.
When I looked at the price...
For
I go,
a free meal for me, it was great.
Okay, free meal for you? Fine. Like I said, the meal you took us to on was even better because I didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
This I paid for. It was like... Well, there were nine of us, right?
Yeah.
Nine of us. Okay. It wasn't worth what I paid for it.
Fair enough.
For your investment. For my investment.
You get a good return on investment.
Because no. Do I eat my salad or my soup? Oh, they're both here at the same time. I have to make a decision. Oh, I got one beer. And you know, they make more if they would, they make more. Anyway. Yeah.
I don't disagree. But then yesterday, I got off at 4 o'clock, 4:30 or whatever, and we're going to record, but I didn't see Game of Thrones or Mad Men yet. I was like, I don't want to record without seeing.
Well, I had went to sleep, so I only have like 3 hours sleep, so I said, I was just like, okay, when he gets here, because I think you sent me something, I only read like half the text.
Yeah.
I
said, that's fine, let's do that.
I said, well, yeah, I forget what I said. I said, why is he saying that? I go, but if once I woke up and saw the whole, I go, oh, I only saw the bottom part of it.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to see. I'm like, well, that's what I was telling you. Idiot. I don't think I put idiot on there, but I was thinking it.
You think it most of the time. In all fairness.
But it wasn't. But it wasn't your fault.
There we go.
It was
this
my
time. It wasn't.
It was my because I woke up and went, "What?" I go, "I just told him that."
Yeah.
Anyway, my bad.
So we get off, and Colleen's going to go on a walk, and I was like, "Oh, you know, it's been a busy week. I'll go on a walk with you, and we'll spend some quality time together." But there's one rule I have.
Is that what you said? We'll spend some quality time together.
No, to me, that's what I'm thinking. I said, okay. "Let's go on a walk. That'd all be right. Nice." So it was really nice.
Did you actually
though.
Say, "Let's go on a walk"?
Let's go on a walk.
Let's go on a walk. Hey, what the hell? Let's go on a walk.
Hey, you want to play poker
hey,
or something?
That's how you said, "Hey, let's go on a walk." Let's go on a walk.
I'm starting to put it on my customer service voice. It's a higher pitched voice than.
Hey, you want to buy an Apple computer? Want to get the water?
You ever notice that? Like when you don't really do the customer service thing, but if you're like
not anymore
nice to somebody, it's a. If you ever listen to yourself, it's a higher pitched voice when you're like, "Oh, hey, how's it going?"
Like, "Hey, how's it going?" No, I'm the same. Mm. I was the same when I've been waiting on customers for when I'm the same.
Okay.
"Hey, how's it going? How you doing? How you doing?"
But anyways, Ding.
Want to buy a stamp?
But my one rule is Colleen, she doesn't always accurately gauge the time or the distance or whatever of different walks that she does. So my one rule is, okay, if we're doing the walk, we're picking the time and the distance before we go, because I want it to be something where it's like, "Oh, it's going to be an hour and a half," and then we're gone for 3 hours, and then my whole day's done. So I was like,
"So your quality time is only from 6:30 to 8.
Exactly. And
after that, you had your quality time. It's 8:01. It's my time now. It's my time.
Which, I know that sounds bad, but I get at a certain point with walking, like, I'm done. Like, I want to be done walking.
I don't blame you because walking is boring.
I'll
even
enjoy
though
it.
Even though it's quality time.
It is, but there's a certain point where I'm like, okay, I'm tired of walking. I don't want to walk anymore. So I'm like, an hour and a half is my max.
So you go an hour and a half, you just sit down.
Pretty much.
I'm happy here because it's my time now. I'm my time. I'm not going. This isn't our house. I don't care. It's my time.
I might have said that at a certain point. So we start on this walk and we're going and we're 50 minutes in. And I'm like, "Okay, do you want to start turning around now? We'll start going back the other way." He's like, "Oh, no, we're going to go down here and through this way, and we're going to go see this thing." I'm like, "Oh, but unless you got some weird trick you're going to pull, I don't think we're going to make it back." And I was like, "Oh, no, we'll be fine."
Can I interrupt you something? There's a good line from Animal House in here.
What's that?
When they come back from and the car's been wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Face it, Ken. You blank. You trusted us." Yeah. That's the line that goes here.
And I was like, and I was already prepping my head. Like, "Oh, she's taking me somewhere. We're going to be way out of the way."
And now we're running out of quality time. I only have another 32 minutes of quality time left.
And before it rained a little bit, then we took a different path to kind of be under the trees a bit so we don't get as. But I brought my phone with me. So I was concerned that I was going to get drenched and my phone.
So you brought your phone with you in case quality time got boring. You could scan the internet.
Well, if we're going on a walk somewhere, just in case, say, we get stranded or I need to call somebody.
No, it is good to have. I didn't talk about the Americans because people brought it up on the.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you find yourself, get the. You can't. Yep. How did we survive without phones? Anyway, go on.
So we're going and we're going down. We're going through this other thing. We just keep going in this one direction. I'm like, there's no way.
You know what?
We're getting
I'm already on your side because I'm already bored with this walk.
I know. I'm like, there's no way. So we end up somehow, by the time we come out of this clearing, we're down at the bottom of where Crabtree Valley Mall is at the hour and a half point. I'm like, there's no way. Where it's like, well, I guess I didn't check for your time and how slow you walk compared to me. I'm like,
oh.
I was like, you should have known. You should have known how slow I walk
so she's
compared to you.
Not only is she cutting your quality time,
yeah.
She's calling you slow.
She is.
She's saying you're a slow
she's
walker.
She's saying she can. It's a 6 mile walk, but it goes all the way down and around. But you know, at the bottom, up to it's a hill going straight back up to
right. Yeah.
To where we live, and she's like, "Oh, I do this in an hour and a half all the time." I'm like, "Bull crap, you do this in an hour. There's no way you do this."
So right now, you guys are heading to divorce court because
we are.
This quality walk time has turned into your time, and now you're like going, "I'm calling my." You brought your phone to call a lawyer. I got it.
So we start walking alongside the mall, and then it was nice blue skies. Out of the blue, torrential downpour, and I'm just like. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. We're nowhere near home now, and it's pouring rain. My phone's gonna get ruined. I'm just wearing, you know, gym shorts and a t-shirt. And but there's like a bridge right past Crouch Valley. I was like, let's just run to the bridge. So we ran under the bridge. And it's like, well, you know, you can stay here and I'll walk back home and get the car. I was like, nope, we're waiting here till the rains.
Now,
the rains
when you ran over. To the bridge, were you like, hee.
No. No. I mean, it was maybe quarter of a mile run.
Okay. Yeah, because I saw the photo on Instagram. I go,
that's us under the bridge waiting for the rain.
I go,
rain
was
to
that
stop.
Taken yesterday? Because it didn't rain here.
I know. It was this one cloud that first, it was like over Crabtree Valley Mall. It was heavy.
So they start calling you Schlepp Rock.
Huh?
They start calling you Schlepp Rock.
What's that?
Isn't it Schlepp Rock where the rain just follows him and the.
I guess. I don't know.
Flintstone, their adult teenager kids or whatever.
But so we waited there. It was like 17 minutes and then the rain finally ended.
Oh, you timed it.
So then we start the trek going back up to the thing and I was like, all right, I'm done being mad. Whatever. But it ended up being a 2 hour and 15 minute walk.
Yes, your mom always goes, why don't you need to walk with me? I don't like to walk, but you have to do. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
So it was a good time. I love my wife, but I do not trust her when it comes to times of.
You need
walks.
To put like on a like your. Don't you have like Google like a? You can put like an app for like a map for your walking distance.
Oh, you can. But I was calling like knows trails throughout this entire city. It's incredible how much she knows. So I'm just like, okay, let's do a trail. She knows that I like to walk around and have it be a circle. I don't like walking straight back and coming right back. So she'll come with these different walks. She knows them.
Just to entertain you on the walk. It has to be an entertaining walk for you to enjoy it.
Yeah, like I don't want to just walk on a street and then walk back. That's not fun.
I mean, I don't mind like when we went to Hawaii, we went up, what's its name? I always draw a blank on the big volcano thing that's on, what is it? The
Diamond Head.
Diamond Head. That was fun. It's a weird. It's a different walk. You guys didn't do it, did you?
No.
Yeah, but it has like short little. But we didn't bring anything to drink.
Yeah.
So, you take the water. I don't need it. So I gave your mom the water because she needs lots of water. And I got down to the bottom. I say again, I've said this before. Best shaved ice I've ever had in my life.
They have good shaved ice there. But that was 6 miles, and we've already signed up to do a 10K in New York in October. So that's a 6 mile run. So.
Well, then you'll be in plenty of shape for the 5K next year. And
I was in shape for it this year. I did it.
Dale said he'll never do it again.
Well, yeah, because he one of my favorite pictures in the history of the universe.
That was a great. That was a great photo.
Him by himself.
You have to know the whole story behind it to make it.
It is true. That is true.
Because it just looks like an old out of shape guy bending over, looking like he's puking.
Man defeated.
Man defeated. He just was just done.
Man.
Are there anything else going on? Any other exciting news?
No, you guys are going to Europe. Have a fun time.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm worried. I've never been there.
You're going to have a great time. You're going to Euro Disney, which I'm upset about.
Well, you know, we told you to come over.
Yeah.
We told you to come over.
Drop $3,000, just go to Disneyland for a day.
Well, I did it.
That's your money that you're wasting, not mine.
Actually, I spent more than that at Conkeys for
that was the tip alone.
For crunchy rice. I looked at the bill and was like, wow, really? The sake bombs are good. Those are fun.
I think are fun more than good.
Because it's beer and sake. And
yeah.
Sake. Well, if you get to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
If you drop it early and wah-wah.
It's kind of like you and trying to bring the big sucker home from Disneyland.
Yeah, my mom had to tell that story.
It's a classic you story, though.
It is a classic. Because I would never open it up at the hotels. Because we'd stay that night, I said, I would never open. Or if we did swim up for the day, I'd never bring this. I wouldn't open it up. I said, and I always got the biggest sucker, the little swirl things they got. And I'd bring it home. And
The ones at the Lollipop Guild gave the Dorothy, like that size.
The Lollipop Kids. Yes. Well, I think one year one of my sisters stepped on it or something like that, probably on purpose.
Probably.
But every year, my mom didn't remember, though. I one year we locked ourselves out of the house, but they leave those two windows open that you push.
Yeah, kind of the slat windows.
Slat windows, yeah. And I climbed up. My dad pushed me up, and I jumped through the window, pushed the screen out, got in. When I went out and got the sucker, when I came running back in, I tripped over this step and just went, bam, and crushed it. Now, the funny thing is, when I get the sucker, I would break it anyway and put it in a bowl, Tupperware, and just eat pieces of it.
Uh-huh.
But it was just the point of trying to get the sucker home. I don't think I ever got a sucker home without a break. Like one day, I got home. I was like, my sucker's broken. So Disneyland is just like Conkeys.
All right. Well,
rip you off left and right.
Let's go to our poll for the week, and I think you have a new poll.
I have a new
set
poll
up for this week. But what was the results from our past poll?
I don't know. My computer went to sleep.
And what was your pick again? I don't even remember.
I picked Colorado. What'd you pick?
Texas,
right? Let's see what we got here. Georgia got a vote. Illinois got a vote. Florida, only one vote for Florida.
Who wants to live in Florida? I wouldn't.
I'm happy with any state.
They can't vote.
They really can't.
It's every year. It's like something Florida does.
I wish I could remember the comedian. I looked at him. He goes. You know, they can play 18 cards of bingo, but they can't punch a vote. That was the funniest joke I think I heard of the whole thing, because it's true. Because I watch your grandmother play bingo. She's got 18, 25.
Bingo's tough.
And she got 25 cards. And I told that story once where I went with your mom and your Nana, and they're like, I go, what's the thing we're supposed to get? And they're both like going, what's the thing? And they just watch the screen. I go, what is the design? What are we supposed to get? I threw the damn thing down. I go, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done with this bingo. It's too difficult. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's too much pressure. Arizona got one vote. Wyoming got two votes. So Wyoming got more votes than Georgia, Illinois, Florida, and Arizona. Wyoming got more. I'd like to go to Wyoming.
Wyoming.
I call Wyoming.
It's Wyoming.
If ears, that's how us say it. Us Native Americans say it. Wyoming.
No, you don't.
That's how I say it. Oregon. Is it Oregon or Oregon?
It's Oregon. If you're on the West Coast, if you're on the East Coast, more the North is Oregon.
Oregon.
But for people that live there. And people on the West Coast, it's Oregon.
Oregon. I always say Oregon, but the people here say Oregon.
Oregon.
Oregon, whatever it is.
Oregon.
Your uncle voted for Hillary Clinton.
I wouldn't. Oregon would be another one I wouldn't mind going to. I hear Portland's cool.
Yeah, three votes for Oregon.
Okay. What else?
Utah got... Well, how did Oregon... Sometimes it's screwed up. Utah got two votes. Mm-hmm. Been to Utah. Virginia, two votes. South Carolina, two votes. So South Carolina got more votes than Wyoming, Arizona,
Wyoming,
Florida, Illinois.
All right, keep going.
Didn't Illinois pronounce it a different way, too? Some people pronounce
it's
it
Illinois.
Different. Some people pronounce it different, though. Tennessee, two votes. Oh, wait. One's Nick, and he's from Tennessee.
Oh, vote disqualified.
That vote disqualified.
Has to be someplace you don't have never lived.
Yeah, I thought the rules were pretty clear. Some people cheated. And I think Nick knew the rules, and he cheated anyway. Texas got two votes. So you got Texas. Oh, wait. One's Becky, and I know she lives in Texas. So,
but I didn't vote, so that's my vote to go to Texas.
No, but you lose a vote because of that. Any vote, so no votes for Texas.
Okay.
Kentucky got two votes. Must be some Justified fans. Massachusetts got two votes. Massholes. Maine got three votes. I didn't.
Maine got three votes.
Maine got three votes. Yep. Montana got five votes.
Montana? I will say their freeways are the fastest speed line is like 85 miles per hour.
Well, they have three cars. I'm kidding. That's Joe Montana. Let's see. Or Montana.
No, it's Joe Montana.
Joe Montana. Washington State got eight votes. New York, only 10 votes.
There's a lot of people that live there, though. That
yeah. On the boards. I'm sorry. Colorado got 11 votes. Yeah. Hawaii, 31 votes. And the number one state chosen by you, the people, California, 34 votes.
I wouldn't vote for it.
You wouldn't vote for California?
No.
Come on. If people that there's Hollywood, the people you see movie stars, people don't people think that, hey, how many people ask you, you ever seen any movie stars? Well, no.
Yeah, I've seen him.
I know, but do people think that they're walking?
If I only could live in one place, I don't know. But if I could, I would definitely have like a house downtown San Diego, like a condo overlooking ballpark. And then I would definitely have a house in Ventura because Ventura is beautiful. And then
I'd probably be Santa Barbara.
Then I'd have my estate in North Carolina, a big sprawling,
of course,
Pembroke.
Yeah.
Place.
Oh, that's nice.
That'd be cool.
Your grandmother, when she drove by, she said, oh, I said, yeah, that's a nice house. It's a nice, it's in the land.
Well, it's not, it's the land. It's a huge sprawling.
Your thing. Dog here, Khalil, would love it.
And then a suite like apartment on Manhattan.
Yeah, I would definitely, something in San Diego, probably more of where I probably grew up, Claremont, just because it's familiar with. It's my comfort
zone.
Yeah, it's my comfort zone.
Yeah, you're a 5 mile radius.
Well, you know, you got the stadium. You got everything I need. Beach is close by. Anything I need, I know how to get to from there.
Maybe that's why you need to know exactly where you're going.
Because I don't.
You have it charted out.
I drive by landmarks. I don't drive by streets. Because people go, hey, how do you get there? I don't know. You know where the gas station is. It's not working anymore. Okay, that one, you make a right there.
Now, anyway.
I'd take Northern California up by Mount Carmel area where the beach is. Come on. Clint Eastwood was the mayor there.
Whoop-de-doo.
Oh, man, you're
crazy guy talking to a chair. What do I need him for?
And then, of course, Santa Barbara, I think, is nice.
Santa Barbara is beautiful. But I feel Ventura County is like Santa Barbara and not as expensive, so more reasonable. Boom.
I just couldn't be – I could not live in Los Angeles, the heart of Los Angeles.
Oh, no. Who would want to live there?
Well, obviously a lot of people because there's a lot of people there. And the traffic is terrible. It's terrible night and day.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Anyway, Colorado, the one I picked, I'm surprised Texas didn't get more votes.
I thought Texas would have done better.
But Colorado did.
Again, I wouldn't have picked Texas because of anything but Austin, Texas. Loved Austin, Texas. Everything else I could do without.
I've just driven through Texas. I don't really.
I've
been to the airports.
So what is our new poll?
I was thinking because I started doing some campaigning for California.
Okay.
Just for fun. And I found a video where they're playing Boston's. It's from Los Angeles. It's the Pacific Coast Highway from Los Angeles to, I think, San Francisco or past San Francisco. And they're playing Boston's Four Play Long Time.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I used to love to drive to that song.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, okay, favorite, and this could be worldwide because a lot of the last couple of wins have been kind of, you know, United States based.
Yeah.
It's your favorite song to drive to. Mm-hmm. Where you can put the top, if you have a convertible, you put the top down.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in Wyoming or Montana, and that you can drive 80 miles an hour
because
you're the only car on the road.
Yeah.
And you can just drive as fast as you want. And
say you're on the Autobahn.
Autobahn.
You can truly drive as fast as you
want.
Yeah,
and a song that just gets your juices going that makes you want to,
So I will say that Top Gear did a similar poll a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
I think their top five was Bad Outta Hell.
Oh, okay.
That was, and they hated that when they kept lambasting, but it was viewer voted, but they made fun of it every single week.
It's kind of like You and the Big Bang Theory.
Golden Earrings, Radar Love.
Radar Love. I would have gone with Twilight Zone.
Radar Love is a far better driving song.
Twilight Zone goes on forever, though.
But it's more about, is it a good driving song? Then you have...
It is a good driving song.
You have Queen's... Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time.
Queen has a lot of songs you can drive
good
to.
Time. And then what's that Deep Purple song? Oh, Nobody's Gonna Take My Car.
Never. Oh, that's an excellent one.
Anyways, those are some of the ones on their list.
Those are all good songs.
So what would you pick? What would be your
You know, I was thinking about that. Probably something from Boston, maybe Smokin'.
That whole first album could be a great track.
Actually,
song.
The first album is there's not a dog in the lot.
No, it's
probably, I'll say it, people get mad. It's my favorite album of all time.
Well, they can't get mad that that's your favorite album.
But you know, people,
if you said that's the best
over the Beatles album, how can you put that over the Beatles album? Over Led Zeppelin? What are you talking about? That's crazy. Rolling Stones?
No, but the Boston, that first album.
But see, okay, you have to pick a song. What do you pick? Because I think Smokin' and then
Foreplay Long Time, because it starts out slow and then just gets...
It doesn't start out slow. Well, it starts out, and then gets to...
But Smokin', I think, is the song that I... But, you know, Party from the second album.
I wouldn't count it out the second album.
Okay, we can't do the second album. But also, another song by The Doors. I don't know the name. It's the one where he goes...
Roadhouse Blues?
Is it the one where he goes...
Line of the road ain't
no,
I got
the one where he goes... Can't you see that I'm not afraid? What was that promise that you made?
Yeah.
Why won't you tell me what she said?
Touch me, babe. Oh,
touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? I like that song.
Uh huh.
But I'd probably have to go with the one I used to drive when I was a kid that would get me where I need to slow down. Was Boston, and I would go with Smokin'.
Smokin'?
Yeah.
Smokin'.
Doodle Smokin'. Weaving out of traffic and stuff like that. Luckily, I wasn't on my cell phone.
Uh huh.
Didn't have one.
That's going to take a while for me to pick. Because there's a few. Like, I would definitely, there's a few Boston songs that I remember you jamming out to that make it enjoyable for me. But
because I would get the, got to go fast. What a bad.
You play the organ solo on the dashboard. Bohemian Rhapsody, I think, is.
Yeah, that's another great one.
That's a great track.
This one's going to last a couple weeks because we're going to be gone for a couple weeks, so people can pick it. It's hard to pick just one song, but it would have to be probably Smoking.
Well, there you go. Well, that is it.
So you're not picking?
I can't pick yet. I need time to think about it.
Why don't you pick Texas?
No. No, I already made that mistake once. All right, I will go a little bit out of the box. Queens of the Stone Age, Go with the Flow.
There's also a song that's...
Because that whole album is actually about like a drive through the desert. It has radio stations that goes in and out. It's a great driving album. And I'm going to go with the flow off of that album.
That's a good one. There's also Ghost Riders. Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Yeah.
I love that song. It's by the Outlaws.
Well, it's a remake song.
Yeah, it's a remake of the Outlaws. I wish I could play it.
Anyway.
Could you teach me how to do it?
Sure. Can you get back from Europe if you make it?
Okay.
Good luck to your trip to Europe. Be safe. Remember, you got to put your wallet on your chest because there's a lot of pickpockets.
I know. I've heard that story. I had a tick on my chest the other day, from feeding the deer. I tried to get it off.
How are you going
to
get Lyme disease?
Well, I come walking out of the bathroom. I go, what the heck is on my... I go, oh, it's a tick. So I come out and get a steak knife. And like this. Your mom's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you gonna die? And I go, trying to get this tick off me. I'm trying to kill myself. So I'm like this, and your mom goes, no. So she sends Heather up to get the needle, what are those things called? The little pinchy things. Tweezers. And get that rubbing. By the time she got that, I had Lyme disease and was dead. It took her an hour and a half to bring it down. Anyway, that's my story.
All right, well, we will see you guys in about 2 weeks. Safe travels to you.
Thank you.
Don't get killed or murdered or anything like that.
Why would I get killed or murdered?
It's Europe. You don't know what can
happen. But those are my peeps.
They're not.
In Switzerland, that's my fam.
You don't look like a Swissman.
I don't. But I personally didn't get tan.
Uh-huh.
So I'd fit in Europe.
Sure.
I didn't want to walk around London with a tan.
Good luck in France.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're not the most cultured person, so
I'm not.
It'll be interesting.
Well, I do have my phone has the American flag on. I go, do I need to change the back of my flag? On my back of my phone? It has the American flag on it. I mean, anyone listening to this, can you send me some advice saying, should I change it?
I would.
You know, my theory, this is my philosophy.
Oh, we know your philosophy.
This is my philosophy.
America.
No, it's just you.
We rescued you, World War II. It's America, World War I, World War II.
We've been
War
kicking
II.
Ass for 200 years. No, I don't care who you are and you come
we
over
are
here.
We 10 and 1.
I haven't seen that movie in forever. Anyway, not everything will be fine. Because this is way, okay, this is, let's be honest, this is way outside my comfort zone. I never wanted to do this. I never wanted to do it. I said, basically, I go, fine, I'll do it. Uh-huh. Your mom's like, you're doing it? I go, fine, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm 50. I've lived a long life. What's the bathroom situation? I've heard the bathroom situation can be bad.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, these are towns that have been there for hundreds of years. They don't have the infrastructure that
you
a
might
modern
have,
town.
You might have to squat behind your house here.
That's what they do.
I don't care. I'm a man with nature. I picked Colorado for a reason. I'm just kidding, Colorado. I guess...
I think I probably know why a lot of people pick Colorado. Let's
yeah,
be fair.
That wasn't why I chose. I think Dell chose Colorado or Washington. Because I asked him the question on the Merry Men show. I go, I just shook my head.
Some things never change.
I don't do Mentos anymore. Colorado or Washington. Anyway, that's our show.
Right.
Oh, wait. I forgot to tell the ghost story. I sent Tad Stones a note on our window in our bedroom last night. Huh. Heather and your mom were watching TV. Shut on its own. These windows don't just shut, do they?
No, they don't.
They don't. The window shut on its own.
Uh-huh.
Look at these windows. Look how tight they are. They don't just shut. Sometimes you struggle. Sometimes I have to go work out to shut the windows.
All right.
Anyway.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.